There have been a lot of things going on in my life these past 2 weeks. School started, of course, and I've been practicing and writing music. And most importantly, I've closed a very large chapter in my life, which I'll be discussing later in the show. For those of you who care to know, I'm now officially a sophomore in high school, which is really fun. I'm actually in the student government this year, and I've been put in charge of the scholarship committee at my school. It's just one more thing to do, but it's fun, and I get to help plan all the dances and be on the prom team and things like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun this year. I'm looking forward to it. I failed to mention on the last couple of podcasts that the guitar that you hear in the background is actually me playing while I'm talking. It's simultaneously being recorded, but I could even sing you a song live if I wanted to. Let's see, what could I sing? He said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. That's me on the guitar, and I'll just be playing along when I feel like it. This podcast, I have a lot of things to discuss. The first thing on the agenda is the Colgate Country Showdown. I participated in this last year. If you'll remember, the female judge said some very interesting things to me that kind of ticked me off. She told me that I wasn't supposed to ever come down into the audience, and there was a wall that I wasn't supposed to break. And I was just so flabbergasted that she said that to me. If you recall, that was about a year ago. So I competed in this competition again, and I feel that I've grown as a musician in the past year. My dad says that 1 year in the life of a child, and I hate being called a child, but I know that I am still, it makes a big difference. And last year I was plinking on the guitar and it was really bad, and I was singing covers, and this past year I am much better at the guitar, and I was performing all originals at this competition. I feel that I did pretty well. My vocals were strong and I was proud of them. I'm not usually proud of how I perform. I'm usually pretty hard on myself, so I was really glad. I felt like I did a good job at this performance, which is pretty rare. So I was glad that I felt like I gave a solid performance at this showdown, and the competition was intense. I was this 15-year-old girl up against all these 20-year-olds and these 25-year-olds, and they're so polished and beautiful and elegant and graceful, and I felt really piddly next to them. But they were so nice to me, and they were complimenting me so much, and I was surprised that they were saying that they were so enthusiastic about my music, because they were just, they were better than me, honestly. They were I was the second youngest in the competition. There was this 11-year-old redhead girl named Freckles. Well, that wasn't her name, I don't remember her name, but she would tell jokes before she sang. It was funny. But the competition this year, it was mostly girls. There was one or two guys that sang, and they were so competent on the guitar, and their songs were so mature, and their voices were completely developed, and it was really tough competition. I made it a round further than I did last year. Last year, I was cut off at the first rounds, and now I made it to the semi-regionals, I think, for Utah. I was one of the finalists for 101.5 The Eagle, which is really fun. I didn't make it to the state competition, but I've learned so much competing in this competition this year. I know why I lost. My guitar playing, I'm sure you've noticed, when I get nervous or excited, I'll speed up, and then I have to sing really fast to catch up with myself, and my rhythm is just terrible, and it's not very good. And all the girls, they were just so excellent on their guitar, and it's a real obstacle that I need to overcome in my music. But I'm glad that I lost to all those immensely talented men and women. They were just excellent, and this whole experience has been really good for me, and I've learned so much, and I know what I need to work on. And I have a contact at 101.5 The Eagle, which is the local country radio station here in Utah. The woman in charge of promotions really likes my Arms of a Soldier song, which is really thrilling. So when I finish recording that, I'll send her a demo to see if that takes me anywhere. But I was just really grateful for this experience, and I'm looking forward to competing next year. Next up in the show, I'm going to talk about a competition that I participated in last month. I've participated in this competition a few times before. I did it last summer, and then a few summers before that. And if you remember, last year I won first place, and the last time I, like if you were a listener to the show at the very beginning, I talked about this competition. It's a local idol competition, and I lost to a 17-year-old girl, and she was quite excellent. And I had the opportunity to participate again this year, and it was really small compared to how it has been in the past. My entire family actually competed. Well, most of my family did. Most of my little sisters sang, and my mother sang as well, and it was a lot of fun for all of us. And I have been doing a lot of performing lately. I have done so many fairs and little things over the summer. It's just been my main focus performing lately, and so I've gained a lot of experience, and so in this competition, I wanted to make it entertaining, and so I used all that I learned, and I tried to give it my best performance, and I won first place again, and this year, I was so much more solid than I was last time. I was in control of my voice, and I wasn't nervous. I was confident, and I'm just so glad that over the last year, I feel proud of how I'm performing. I have come to the decision that I really don't think I should compete again next year. I have won twice in a row now, and I feel that I've mastered this part of my life. I've mastered this challenge, and I'm ready to move on. I think my next obstacle is the Colgate Country Showdown. There are so many intensely talented people that I can be just trying to rub shoulders with and try to learn from. And so I feel that this local idol competition has been really good for me. I'm grateful that I've competed in this these last few years. I've learned a lot, and it introduced me to competing and just becoming motivated and working really hard for a goal. And so I'm grateful that this has been a part of my life, and I'm ready to close this chapter. It's been a good ride. Next up in the show is open mic. I received a question from Brendan McCabe. Let's see, here it is. Here are some questions. Also, did you know there's already a singer called Bethany Joy? Which is a little similar to what you called yourself in the live show, and I wasn't sure if that was a consideration for you. Hope all is well. Oh, look, it's an attachment. Okay, let me see if I can download this into the podcast really fast. That's not good. Bethany Joy already?
Dang it. Hey, Bryn. This is Brendan. It's been a while, but I have contacted you before. I've got some open mic questions. One, what are your favorite books? Two, you've mentioned some musical artists that you like, but I think I'd like to hear like a top five or something. Three, is the new Footloose movie being made near you? Because I know it's the same guy who did High School Musical. Also, are you excited about High School Musical 2? Do I have a fourth question? I don't think so. Just want to say I'm impressed with how your voice has improved over the years and your songwriting talents. I'll be just, you know, really gets me. And yeah, I'm glad that you've been posting more podcasts lately. So good to hear from you. Look forward to hearing more. Bye for now.
Well, Brendan, thank you very much for those questions. Let's see. Question number one, my favorite books. Well, I read Harry Potter when I was in first grade, when it first came out, and the seventh one finally came out, so it was the end of this epic, amazing chapter of my life, Harry Potter. I was obsessed with it in elementary school because I didn't have the best experience in the elementary school, and so reading Harry Potter always made me feel, it made me feel better. So I like that book. I really love A Walk to Remember by Nicholas Sparks. I've read it so many times. Just the film really got me, and so I had to read the book, and I love the novel so much. It's incredible. I'm currently reading The Bourne Identity by Robert Ludlum, and I'm enjoying it so far. It's pretty intense. I love reading so much, and I've been reading since I was 4 years old, and it's one of my very favorite things to do. Let's see, my favorite artist, my top five favorite. Oh, dang it. Let's see if I can come up with this. My favorite of all time is Nickel Creek. They make the most beautiful, incredible music that I've ever heard in my life, and they just make me so happy. I love Nickel Creek. I love Sting. He is just the most talented songwriter ever. I've actually had a song by Sting stuck in my head all day long today. It is Be Still My Beating Heart off his album Nothing Like the Sun. The lyrics are so poignant and beautiful. Let's see if I can. Let's see, he goes, I sink like a stone that's been thrown in the ocean. My logic is drowned in a sea of emotion. Stop before you start. Be still my beating heart. And I just love his songwriting. He can write such meaningful things, and the jazzy quality to his music, it really speaks to me. I love it. I love Josh Groban. I just saw him in concert. It was amazing. His voice is just, oh, it melts my socks off, honestly. I love Josh Groban. And then, oh, dang it, this is tough. He got me here. I enjoy The Cure. The Cure has some amazing songs. They're just such talented songwriters. And Robert Smith heard my song one more time because I submitted it into the International Songwriting Competition last year, and he was one of the judges. So I thought that was really neat. And lastly, I love Pink Floyd's music. Just such epic, inspirational, moving songs. And the melodies are just, I love his music. So Nickel Creek, Sting, Josh Groban, The Cure, and Pink Floyd. Those are my favorite artists. Oh, and I love so many more. And then finally, I'm not sure if Footloose is being made where near I live. I've been to the place where the last movie was filmed. I know it was filmed in Utah. I'm not sure if it's going to be filmed by me. I hope so. That would be so much fun to go be an extra in that movie. I enjoyed High School Musical 2. It's my guilty pleasure. I do enjoy that movie. We watched it opening night, and we had my little sisters had just got High School Musical bed sheets, and so we watched it under the bright pink sparkly High School Musical bed sheets. It was a lot of fun. So, yes, I do enjoy High School Musical, and me and my little sister, she's 8, we've been singing harmony to all the new songs from the new movie, so that's always fun. Every day we practice. Oh, thank you so much for those questions, Brendan. They were difficult. Thank you. I need to be caught off my guard. Thank you so much for sending me those. I love it when people record questions for me. If you have any questions to ask me, you can email them to me at bitsofbrin@gmail.com. That's BITZOFBRIN. And there's a link on my website, bitsofbrin.com. It's a link with a microphone that says open mic, and you can click on that, and it'll take you to audio.com where you can record your voice and send that to me. But if you don't want to do that, you can just send me the question with the subject being open mic, so I won't read the question or hear the question until I answer it in front of the microphone. Thank you so much, Brendan, for those questions. I had a lot of fun answering them. wish you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, year after year, running over the same ground. What have we found? The same old fears. I wish you were here. So, as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, I have closed a big chapter of my life in these last 2 weeks. I have pulled out of my booking agent's business. Over the last little while, my father and I have been sensing a souring relationship. And, you know, last week, something happened that just really cinched the deal. Like, we were thinking of leaving the business because of how our relationship was souring. And so we were doing research on how to book our own performances. And then last week, there was this gross misunderstanding and such a bizarre solution. We were forbidden to call her. We were restricted to email only. And we could talk to her at gigs. But you know how reliable email is. And it didn't even accomplish anything. It was just so weird. Really, really bizarre. I still don't understand it. But I'm so glad that my father and I had already started to do the legwork for booking my own gigs. Otherwise, this would have come as a really hard blow. Just my booking agent, she wasn't as happy to see me as she used to be, and she didn't chat with me. She didn't seem excited to work with me, and it was a real downer. I don't know, maybe she was just too busy with her new business. Maybe she didn't like country music. But, you know, we found out that she didn't submit my name for the Salt Lake City County Fair, even though she said that she would, and, you know, I'm sure she had her reasons. But if she wasn't going to do it, then I wish she'd have let us know, because then we would have done it. And that was the problem, really. We could have been doing so much more. And, you know, we just always learned about stuff after it was too late. And getting information shouldn't be that difficult. And so it's just been, so we're no longer part of the business. And, you know, whatever happened, she doesn't think that she's this way. She thinks that she's been more than congenial. And, you know, maybe she has. Maybe I just need more encouragement than she was willing to give. But what I've learned about agents is that your agent has to be really, really into you. You had to have a close relationship with your agent. You had to feel comfortable, you know, going out to ice cream with them. And, you know, they have to like you. And, you know, there was a wall between my booking agent and I couldn't break through it. So, you know, my dad wanted us to leave the business last February, but my mother and I, we were kind of scared. And, you know, we didn't think that anything was really going wrong. And, you know, all that fear got me was a few fun gigs, but I could have missed out on a lot of gigs that she didn't submit me to that I could have been submitting myself to. And so I could have had a lot more performances this summer. You know, holding on to a one-sided relationship, I've decided it's not worth it. It doesn't have to be that way. So I'm no longer part of the business, and I'm just so glad that my father and I had already been doing research to book our own performances. Actually, the first day we were at it, my father, in 30 minutes, had contacted so many bluegrass festivals and little performances like, there's this country music show at the Tracy Avery, and we were calling around. We found out so much. We got so many contact info. We got so many phone numbers, and it was just a good experience. And so I'm here to tell you that if you're in a bad relationship with an agent, you know, it's probably a good idea to look for a new one. And you can do your own booking. Just get local papers, especially local music publications, and look for gigs. Just ask around and see where people like you are performing. And so that's what I'm doing, and I'm really looking forward to this new adventure, booking my own performances. And, you know, it's a little sad leaving the business because it's been a big part of my life these past 2 years. But, you know, this chapter is closed, and I'm looking forward to the new one that I'm opening. It is going to be a big adventure. I'll tell you how it goes. Thank you. end the show, I'm gonna play you my song Two-Faced Cowboy. My family and I have made the decision to produce my album ourselves, all of us. My dad and I make a great songwriting team, and my whole family, we all play different instruments well, and we know several musicians. I already have a drummer and a mandolin player all lined up to play on my album, and we have the equipment, and I'm excited. It's gonna be really fun, and this Two-Faced Cowboy is the first draft of what we have. I'm gonna definitely, I need to work on the guitar, but I have a drummer for this song that you're gonna listen to, and I recorded some vocals, and I wrote a harmonica part for my dad to play for this song. I have so many big things in mind, and I love watching them come to life. So this is the first little part of Two-Faced Cowboy, and I hope that you'll enjoy it. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast and staying subscribed. Please talk about my podcast with your friends. I'd love to get my show heard by more people. I'm looking forward to the future, and I hope that I can make all these crazy dreams that I have come true. So here is my song Two-Faced Cowboy. I hope that you'll enjoy it. It's rough, but I like where it's going. Over and out.
If I believed one word of the lies, the beautiful lies that you love to tell, but just one moment more, then I'd be a fool. And I know that you've been sneaking around, and I read the signs you painted all over town with every pretty thing that came your way. You're just a no-good genius, need a two-time double-crossing lying son of a gun. How could I have been so blind as to think that you were the one? Well, I don't need you, baby, I won't miss you, baby, I'm gonna be alright. And no, I won't be lonely tonight, cause you're just a two-faced cowboy. Just a two-faced cowboy. The heart you gave, you said was mine alone, but I found it was only a clone. Like little paper hearts you send out to everyone. You're just a no-good chance, take a two-time and double-crossing lying son of a gun. How could I have been so blind as to think that you were the one? Well, I don't need you, baby, I won't miss you, baby, I'm gonna be alright. No, I won't be lonely tonight, cause you're just a two-faced cowboy. Just a two-faced cowboy. Didn't your mama ever tell you, when you say I love you, mean it, don't just throw the words around. It's over now, boy, honey, we're through. It's time we said goodbye. Say goodbye. Ooh, you're just no good cheater, sneaker, two-time a double-crossing lying son of a gun. How could I have been so blind as to think that you were the one? Well, I don't need you, baby, I won't miss you, baby, I'm gonna be alright. No, I won't be lonely tonight, cause you're just a two-faced cowboy. just a two-faced cowboy. Say goodbye. It's just a two-faced cowboy.